Let's get a warm round of applause for Catherine Austin Fitz.
Derek, it's so great to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thank you so much for being here with us, and it's yours. Take it away.
Okay, well, I want to talk about my favorite topic. It's called building wealth, and we've been working at Salieri Report to develop the building wealth curriculum, and it's really designed to help, in particular, young people understand the risks in the environment. I always tell people, you don't need an investment plan, you need a war plan. Because we're in a world where sometimes building wealth has more to do with good risk management than getting investment returns. Now, one of the things I always say is a lot of times when I used to be an investment advisor, I'm no longer an investment advisor, but a lot of what I'm going to talk about today are the top lessons I learned about how not to lose money and how to make money from dealing with hundreds and hundreds of individuals and families, and also our subscribers. So we published the Salieri Report. A lot of what we're talking with people about is, in this environment, how do you build wealth? A lot of times when people would come to me as an investment advisor, what they were really looking for was a slot machine. Tell me where I can put my money in. I hit the three cherries and money comes out. It doesn't work like that. That's how you speculate in a speculative market, which is a whole different topic if you want to do it. It's not something I focus a lot of attention on. I'm very interested in building real wealth. And so I can't tell you where to go get the three cherries and the money to come out. But I can tell you a little bit about what I've learned about building wealth. There's six areas in building wealth that we focus on, and we have an online curriculum. We're going to relaunch it. We launched it last year. We're going to relaunch it again in February. And those six areas, I'm just going to give you a quick run through, and then I'm going to go back and walk through them. The first is called your free and inspired life. The most important thing you need to understand in building wealth is to understand what your purpose is. And it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with resource optimization. It has to do with, you know, why you came here and what you came to do. And of course, one of the fundamental values that we all share is we want to be free. And I absolutely believe that freedom happens one person at a time. And if each one of us can work to help ourselves be free and do it in a way that help other people be free, then in fact, freedom can happen. And so freedom starts with you. It's your responsibility to build your free and inspired life. And your time and your money and everything you invest, whatever it is, and it's not just your money, it's your time, your intention. All of that investment has to organize around what's your purpose. I used to tell some of my clients, you know, don't ever do with your money what I'm doing, because my what I do with my money violates all the best practices that an investment advisor or a financial planner would tell you, because I didn't come here to build the highest net worth possible. You know, I came here to make a certain kind of contribution. That's what I'm going to invest my money in. The other thing is I'm a people investor. And a lot of times when you invest in people, you know, people are free. And so it has to be a gift. It can't be a very high risk loan. It can't just be, you know, a financial investment anyway, but only you can determine what your free and inspired life is. And only you can take responsibility to say, I'm going to be free and I'm going to work to be free. One of the reasons I'm so appreciative of Derek and his efforts, including these events, is that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to lead a conversation about he and his colleagues and network can be free in a way that helps everybody be free. And that's how we're going to have to do it. So the first area is your free and inspired life. The second is navigation tools. One of the ways that people lose a great deal of time and money and literally their life is they don't have a good map. We've just been through the pandemic. And if you had a good map of what was happening, you know, you're alive and healthy. If you had a bad map, you might be seriously injured or dead. And so it's a big investment for many people because both of us went to school and got an education that gave us a bad map. And what you need to do, and to a certain extent, the best way to do it is with other people and to do it together, is you need to build a good map of what's going on. You know, I always say, if you're going to go to New York and instead you get a bad map and you end up in California, big waste of money. And if you go through history and look at the investors who lost a lot of money, literally destroyed civilizations by making bad investments calls, it was because they didn't have a good map. So make sure you have a good map. Make sure you have good sources of information. The third is risk management, which I'm going to come back to and spend some time on. If you, and I sometimes use this as an example of vaccine injury, if you work your whole life to earn $5 million in your net worth, and then you have children or grandchildren who are vaccine injured, and one vaccine injury can cost as much as $5 million, that's not smart. That's bad risk management, because what you've worked your whole life to create in terms of financial equity, you just gave away with one bad decision. And unfortunately, the problem with times of war, and again, as I say, you need a war strategy. There's a lot going on in this world to try and trick you and harvest you. And that means you need good risk management. And I'll come back and dive in more about that. Living equity. All wealth comes from life, from people, from animals, from the land. And you know, we don't buy and sell humans, although Mr. Global would like to do that. But you will never generate financial equity without first and foremost investing in living equity. And living equity and financial equity are like two sides of the coin. And if you just focus and invest on one side of the coin, you're never going to build real long-term wealth, and you're certainly never going to have a happy life. A lot of the living equities revolve around about relationships with people. So how to be a good husband or a good wife, how to be a good father or a good mother, how to be a good daughter or a good son, how to be a good friend, how to be a good colleague, how to be a good leader. All the questions about building our character and building our capacity to work successfully with other people. Then financial equity. Financial equity gets into all the different issues of optimizing your resources and basically accumulating and managing assets, from precious metals to ownership in companies to entrepreneurship and creation of companies, and then insurance to protect you against liability with respect to your assets. And one of the things that makes our time very interesting, not always in a pleasant way, is we know that the leadership wants to re-engineer the governance and management systems on planet Earth to relieve you of most, if not all, of your assets. And so property rights and the ability to own and accumulate asset and protect them from the people who are trying to essentially steal them or destroy them is one of the most critical issues. Now, one of the things, again, that used to always happen to me as an investment advisor is someone would say, how can I get away? You know, there's this force that's dangerous, that's causing risk. How do I get away from it? And the theory, you know, if you go back through my family history, my family has been moving west to get away away from it for 500 years. And the reality is there's no place to go. We're going to have to turn and face it. And this will be one of the big issues. Finally, the sixth area is called Turtle Fourth. And Turtle Fourth is the shortest part of our Building Wealth curriculum, and it's about never quitting. One of the biggest ops, and this is a wonderful quote from my ally, John Rappaport, he says, hopelessness is an op, and it's planet-wide. And you'll see constantly the establishment publish something and says, oh, this is where it's going to go. It's hopeless. You just have to go there. You know, they try to create the sense of inevitability. The future we've planned for you, that is the future. And you have to go along with that future. And I don't believe that. But I also believe if we're going to build the kind of future we want, we have to turtle. We have to never, ever quit. That's one of the rules. You can never, never quit. And you have to understand that you never know what's going to happen unless you show up. The other thing is, no matter how evil, no matter how hard, no matter how problematic the world might be right now, the way you build wealth is by investing. Investing in people, investing in companies, investing in communities, and no matter what the risk, we have to keep investing. So if you study the history of investment, or for example, early venture capital, which is unbelievably risky, you know, a venture fund will put together and say, okay, we're going to do 30 and we're going to figure 2 work. But on the other 28, we'll learn what we need to make sure that the next time we do 30, you know, we learn more and we get right. But you can't keep your wealth under a rock. So one of the constant conversations I have is about precious metals. And I'm a great believer in precious metals. I like precious metals. The problem with precious metals, for the most part, is most people just put it in a vault and it sits there. It doesn't create anything. Whereas if you create a great enterprise that does interesting things like Derek's doing in terms of creating events and conferences, you're creating something that's creating value. It's active, it's involved, it's an enterprise that's creating lots of great things. So I love great companies that can do something really amazing, something productive, and then generate a dividends that makes their investors money and makes pension funds, you know, the people who run our pension funds sleep at night. So it's very important to never, no matter how much risk there is in the environment, to let it trick you out of loving people and taking a chance and reinvesting to try and build something that has value. Okay, so your free and inspired life, navigation tools, risk management, living equity, financial equity, turtle forth. Let me go back and dive into some of the areas where I have seen people lose a fortune or lose their life because they didn't take the time. They didn't take the time and they didn't take the responsibility to make sure whatever they were doing with their time, their money, and attention was a good investment. So let me talk about the first thing. Navigation tools. We live in a world where there's an official reality and then there's reality. And unfortunately, we need to understand both. So if you go to a cocktail party, the people at the cocktail party may not be interested in talking about reality. So you need to know official reality so you can talk official reality. Or, you know, the room may be filled with enforcement officers and it's not safe to talk about reality. Maybe you're better off talking about official reality. But then there's reality. Your investment of your time and money needs to be based on reality. You can't take an injection if it's poison, and you need to do the due diligence to know that. So I want you to think in terms of using the official reality for the cocktail party. If you use it for your investment of time and money, you will be broke and you will get killed. So think in terms of yourself as a person. You can learn reality and you can learn the official reality. To learn reality, you need to do due diligence. And you can listen to other people. You can consider what they say. But ultimately, in an environment like this, you have to know what you own and why you own it. I'll say that again when I get to financial equity. And so you've got to do the due diligence. Let me turn to risk management. I think good risk management is unbelievably essential if you're going to build wealth, because not only do you need to create wealth, you need to protect it, you need to keep it. And when you build it, you need to not waste time. If you can build 1 ounce of wealth with 10 hours instead of 100 hours, it's a very meaningful difference. One of the things when Derek and I did the interview we just completed is we talked a lot about what I call the great poisoning. Unfortunately, the accumulated information is out. And if you look at what's happening to the food supply, if you look at what is happening with spraying overhead, if you look at now what's been happening with injections and pharmaceuticals, there is multiple things going on in our environment to increase the toxicity in our bodies and decrease the strength of our immune system or our constitution, whichever you want to call it. If you're going to live a free and inspired life in this environment, the single most important thing you have to do is have a strategy to understand and outwit the great poisoning. Otherwise, you know, the deterioration in your physical health and in your electromagnetic health. It's not just your physical body, it's your electromagnetic body. You will be poisoned. And part of the challenge for many people in terms of risk management, you need to protect yourself from poisoning, but you also need to be in and around people who are doing those strategies with you. And you need to do everything you can to make sure your family can protect themselves from poisoning, because otherwise they could literally financially bankrupt you. Another thing, probably the number two rule, is you've got to do due diligence. And part of due diligence is, to the extent possible, only do business with people and institutions that have integrity. I am regularly shocked at the people who sign up for an account at Lehman Brothers or an account with Madoff without doing the proper due diligence. We're in an environment where the corruption is very, very significant. You've got to do the due diligence. And when you enter into any kind of transaction, a mortgage, a house purchase, you've got to archive your records. It's really interesting. I remember talking to a cab driver in New Orleans and right after, a year after Katrina. And I said, how are you doing? He said, oh, I'm fine, because I learned in the last flood, you better have copies of your insurance documents, and you better have them, you know, you better have multiple copies outside your house, because the people who have their insurance document, they come back fast. And I said, you know, so he learned in the floods in the 70s how to survive the, you know, Katrina, and he did. The last thing you need to know is that our environment is changing, and many of us lived in a world where we didn't live with physical violence, but we're moving into a world where we either have to be prepared to deal with physical violence, or we have to organize with our neighbors and friends and families and know how to deal with it. I have a Saleri report that I want to recommend to you. It's called Freedom and Control and Freedom Happen One Person at a Time. The number one area where I suspect most people listening to this are in danger when it comes to risk management is not understanding the extent or how the control grid works. If you listen to Control and Freedom Happen One Person at a Time, we go through the different aspects of the control grid, both surveillance and information technology, financial nuts and bolts, and covert operations. For people who want more on covert operations, we have a whole series called Deep State Politics. So all of this can be understood. What I find with most really wonderful, sophisticated, knowledgeable people is they keep thinking that they're not important enough for the control grid to track and invest time and money in following them one person at a time and manipulating them one person at a time and harvesting them one person at a time. They'll say to me, oh, my bank account isn't big enough, or I'm not important, or no one would pay that much attention to me. What you have to understand is if you are encouraged, or, you know, now they call it nudged, into taking an action which is not in your best interest, the way that is encouraged is a strategy developed with AI and software, which is custom tailored to you. You know, once upon a time, there's a wonderful movie called The Lives of Others about surveillance in East Germany before the wall came down. And it's about a group of artists who are under surveillance by teams of humans. And that's how we think surveillance happens. But now you are under 24/7 surveillance by teams of AI and software. And you can't imagine, if you look at the data beast that is fielding up databases on you and your life and your choices, you know, I dare say they have a lot more information and organized information about you than you have about you. And so you need to understand that, you know, there's been a big debate in the freedom community over the last 2 years is people being tricked by COVID a mass phenomena, or is it an individual phenomena? Now, it can look like a mass phenomena because everybody's behaving like a crowd. If you look at how that mass phenomena is engineered, or that I would call it a field because I'm a great believer in morphogenic fields, that is engineered. You know, each one of us is herded into that crowd, one person at a time. Why is that important? Because if you understand how it works, you can get out of it one person at a time. So you can get out of the control grid, but to do that, you need to see how the control grid works. Now, one of the tactics, and this brings us into living equity, one of the tactics that is the most successful for the control grid is divide and conquer. Why is that? Because what the control grid wants is they don't want us getting together and organizing and figuring out how to help ourselves and each other be free. And the way you prevent that is divide and conquer. You turn men against women. You turn blacks against white. You turn, you know, think of every group. You turn Europeans against Americans. You turn Southerners against Northerners. I mean, there's an infinite numbers of divide and conquer. So think in terms of not getting tricked by the divide and conquer. I can't tell you when I spent 11 years in litigation with the Department of Justice, and there was an unbelievable campaign to get me to hate men. It was unbelievable. I thought, what is this about? And I finally realized, oh, it's another trap. So don't let divide and conquer sabotage you in a family. Don't let it sabotage you in a company. Don't let it sabotage you in politics. You know, these are all sort of mind viruses that destroy our time and end up destroying our relationships. Okay, let me say a few other things about living equity. I used to run into these wonderful clients who would say, oh, even though they had tremendous amounts of money, my financial planner tells me I need $10 million to be secure. It needs to be in my brokerage account, invested in companies that run the deep state and the national security, and I can't afford to help my kid buy a house because I don't have $10 million and I need it all in the brokerage account. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You need to realize that the thing that makes you strong are the people in your life who are going to be for you, whether it's your kids, you know, and that includes you. They would tell me, oh, I can't afford to buy really high quality food or finance my local farmer because I need $10 million in my brokerage account. Wrong. You need to finance your local farmer, not because you need to make money, but because you don't want to eat bugs. So, you know, we need to start looking at our living equity and our financial equity together. Okay, let me turn to financial equity. Don't fall for the slot machine process. If you look at how investments, there are a lot of speculative investments that are hyped. And the way they're hyped is by, you know, you put a dollar into the machinery, you hit their three cherries and money comes out. Don't fall for that. Go back to the basics. One of the most fundamental basics, and it's one I know you know because you're at Derek's conference, you're at the Greater Activation or the Greater Reset. We have been intermediated. If you look at your financial statements and your balance sheet, once upon a time, we would finance and do everything for ourselves. And then the world evolved and we started to put our money in big corporations and then buy the products and services that we needed from those big corporations, and we got intermediated. The more look at your financial statements and look at your balance sheet and say to yourself, where can I disintermediate? So the story I always use is I had a client who would complain bitterly about the yields were falling on her stock, and she would complain that her water bill was going up, and she lived in a rural area. I said, look, this is very easy. Sell some stocks and build a well. Disintermediate the third parties out of your financial statements and your balance sheet. So look at your situation. Everybody's different, but look at your situation and see what you can do. The second thing is we are coming into a period of enormous inflation. If you look at the Chapman Index, which is how I track inflation in the United States, or various metrics for Europe, depending on where you live, you're dealing with 10 to 25% a year inflation. You know, if you're in Argentina, it's greater. And so one of the things I strongly recommend is have a strategy for how you're going to deal with inflation. And again, one is to do more for yourself. The third thing I want to bring up in financial equity is if you look at most people's finances, if inflation isn't draining their wealth, then taxes are. And not only paying taxes, but being in jurisdictions where the taxes you pay are used to do things that I would describe as criminal enterprise to hurt you, or wasted and the services that you need. There was just a town in Scottsdale or an unincorporated area that's having its water cut off by Scottsdale, and you're seeing $500,000 homes potentially go to a zero value because they can't get water. So we're in a world where jurisdiction matters, and it matters a lot. Another thing that matters is not being in debt. If you can get out of debt, you want to do so, because we're dealing with a leadership which is not trustworthy. And if you are in debt, we'll put you in a debt corner and use it to take advantage, including talking you into using CBDCs and guaranteed incomes and all sorts of things you don't want to do. Finally, turtle fourth, I described it before, but I will just say this. The way the software in the universe works is it takes its lead from you. So Mr. Global, my nickname for the committee that runs the world, Mr. Global is trying to invent a future for us, which is based in slavery and not freedom. At the same time, if we reject Mr. Global's future for ourselves, we're responsible to build and invent our future. And we can't ever quit. And if we want to succeed at that, whether it's building the future for myself, for my family, for my community, for my business, for my colleagues, we have to create that picture of what we want to create and go and be attracted into it, because that's what attracts the world. You know, if you look back through history, freedom should have lost every time. If you were smart and clever, you would have bet on tyranny, and yet freedom has won every time. And why has freedom won every time? Because it is in alignment with life. It is in alignment with the wisdom that is threaded throughout the universe. At the end of last year, to sort of help with our turtle fourth, on December 30th, nine of the Soleri colleagues got together and we did a backcasting. And our backcasting was Vision 2030. And here was the storyline. We were sitting around the campfire. It was 2030. Freedom had won. And it turned out that the pivotal year was 2023 because we had absolutely turned the corner in these amazing things that happened in 2023. Klaus Schwab was in his home in the Alps. He was in a state of deep depression. He was drinking Pepto-Bismol. And we were telling the story of how freedom won, and Mr. Global and his team, well, Mr. Global changed his tune, but the Klaus Schwab team lost. And we told the story, and we've all been in a good mood ever since, because we developed just a rich series of stories and pictures of how great it felt to win. And ever since then, we've been attracted into that. So I know that's part of what you're doing in this conference. I know that's part of, you know, Derek. Whenever I talk to Derek, he's, you know, he's backcasting away. So I commend you for that. And what I want to tell you is the challenge we have with tyranny is it's destroying wealth. What the human race needs is to build a successful civilization. And what that means is we have to reverse our financial system and economy from one that destroys living equity and destroys people and destroys wealth. We have to reverse it and build wealth. And there's a way to do it that is successful in building wealth for you and me and our family and our colleagues, you know, and that's the conversation we are trying to inspire with building wealth. But I tell you, it can be done. Because if we are going to have a revolution on this planet, and we are, it has to be for profit. It has to build wealth, because we need more for everybody, not less. We need to end poverty. We need to keep our obligations as a society to the various groups, you know, who are supported by the common good. So building wealth is part of the intention we need to have if we're going to build a society that works and where people can be free. So with that, Derek, I commend you again on continuing and leading this conversation. I wish you and your audience and attendees all the best, whether you're in North America or Mexico or coming in from all over the world. I thank you always for the opportunity to be in cahoots with you, and I look forward to seeing what you do next.
So let's make some noise for Catherine Austin Fitz, everybody. Woo! Give it up, give it up. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you, Derek. You have a wonderful conference.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think,
and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4, co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.